Hey there, Daily Stoic Blueprint fan. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's twists and turns with a dash of Stoic wisdom and a whole lot of real talk. Today, we're diving into something that's hitting us all hard, developing healthy boundaries with technology. Raise your hand if you've ever felt like your phone is glued to your hand. Yeah, me too. We live in a world where notifications ping like sirens, social media scrolls feel endless, and the urge to check our devices is practically a reflex. It's incredible how much power these little screens hold over us, right? But here's the thing, we don't have to be slaves to technology. We can reclaim control and build a healthier relationship with it. Think of this as a digital detox in your pocket, a way to train your brain and carve out some serious mental space. Sound good? Let's get into 5 key takeaways that'll help you set those boundaries and step back from the tech overload. First up, self-awareness is your superpower. Before you can establish any boundaries, you gotta know where you stand. Take a moment to honestly assess how much time you're actually spending on your devices. Are you losing track of hours scrolling through feeds? Feeling restless when you put it down? Recognizing the patterns is the first step towards breaking them. Next, schedule tech-free time. Think of it like blocking out time for a gym session or that meeting with your best friend. Only this time, you're prioritizing your mental well-being. Designate specific hours where you disconnect completely during meals, before bed, or even just for a solitaire in the afternoon. You'll be amazed how much more present and focused you become when you give your brain a break from the digital noise. Thirdly, curate your content. It's time to get ruthless with those social media feeds. Unfollow accounts that drain your energy or trigger negativity. Remember, you don't have to follow everyone. Focus on pages that inspire, educate, or simply bring a smile to your face. Think of it as decluttering your digital space, less noise, more peace. Now, let's talk about notifications. They're designed to be addictive, I get it, but they can seriously hijack your attention. Turn off those non-essential alerts and consider using Do Not Disturb mode during focus, work, or relaxation time. Remember, you're in charge of your attention, not the other way around. Finally, embrace the power of boredom. Think about it, when was the last time you just sat with yourself, without any distractions? Boredom can actually be a catalyst for creativity and self-reflection. Give yourself permission to simply be, to wander your thoughts, and let those ideas flow freely. Ever felt like you were constantly chasing that next dopamine hit from your phone? You know that feeling when you scroll endlessly, never quite satisfied. That's technology playing on our primal need for instant gratification. But here's the thing, real fulfillment comes from experiences, connections, and pursuing things that truly matter to us. Imagine this. You're at a dinner party with friends, laughing, sharing stories, genuinely connecting. But instead of being fully present in the moment, you're constantly checking your phone for notifications. You miss out on those heartfelt conversations, the shared jokes, the spontaneous moments that make life so vibrant. That's technology stealing the show when it should be supporting real human connection. So how do we break free from this cycle? Remember those 5 key takeaways: self-awareness, scheduling tech-free time, curating your content, managing notifications, and embracing boredom. They're not just abstract concepts, they're practical tools to help you reclaim control. Start small, experiment, and find what works best for you. The Stoics were masters of mindfulness and living in the present moment. They understood that happiness wasn't about chasing external stimuli, but about cultivating inner peace and purpose. By setting healthy boundaries with technology, we can step into that Stoic mindset, finding joy in the simple things, connecting with others authentically, and ultimately living a more fulfilling life. Ready to unplug and reclaim your power? Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these tips, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media using #DailyStoicBlueprint. See you in the next episode, where we'll be exploring another essential aspect of living a Stoic life. Until then, stay mindful, stay resilient, and keep striving for that inner strength.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.